What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? Welcome back to the show. We got a good one for you today. A combination episode with Thinky Glazer and Andrew Collin. Love these dudes. Very funny. Great people. Great comedians. I'm on the road. Come see me live, baby. AndrewSantino.com is where you're going to get them tickets. I'm going to be in Atlantic City. Then I'm going to be in Houston. And then Madison. And then Boston. And Nashville, and all over the map. We're adding dates as we go. Please come check me out at AndrewSantino.com. If you're looking for more outside of these episodes, it's on the Patreon, patreon.com/WhiskeyGingerPodcast. That's where I do the solo episodes as well as the Cheeto Chats and the one-on-one Zooms for the top tier. And you're looking for the merch, it's in the merch bar down below or AndrewSantinoStore.com. But again, come see me live at AndrewSantino.com. Enough rambling. Let's go to the episode.
In here... we pour whiskey.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guests today are some of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it. Once again today, for the first time in Whiskey Ginger history in this studio, it's Thinky Glazer and Andrew Collin. Yay!
Yes!
Hi, guys.
Why are we here together? Because?
Because why, Thinky?
He is my roommate and best friend, and we have a podcast together called the Thinky Glazer Podcast. And yeah, I like doing things with him. You're friends with him on your own. And
I
was like, let's do it together.
He's a sweetheart.
So you love each other. I get jealous sometimes when you
The only problem I have with him is that he's Jewish. Outside of that, I have no issues with
I'll convert
him.
For you.
Please.
What do you want me to convert to?
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want.
Muslim.
Pick it out. Huh?
Muslim.
Anything else?
Why not?
It's just
you said anything.
Fine.
I don't think he could do it. It's too much. You have to.
Do you think it's too big of a deal for you?
No, which on the way the sun is setting and stuff like that.
Yeah. Pray 5 times a day. That's tough for him. Directionally, he's challenged.
I couldn't do 5 times a day. I could give you 3.
Three
we'll start
fine.
There.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they have levels of prayer? Why do they make you do 5? Couldn't you do a couple less?
No, I don't think that's the thing about, I think that's the discussion right now. Is there like a way to be kind of like the Christian that goes to church on Easter and Christmas but doesn't do all the other stuff for, you know, in Islam, there's not really that option to like half-ass it.
Good way to start the show. Guys, we'll be right back after this plug from CNN. You guys are in town. Thinky just did the MTV video and...
MTV Movie and TV Awards unscripted.
Scripted. Sorry.
It's a new one they made up. They added a third. I thought it was the MTV Movie Awards at first, so I was really happy. And then I saw there was like honoring reality shows, and I go, okay, I know what this is. But thank God for that. It was so low pressure. I got to be way more funnier than I probably would have felt being in front of Jessica Alba or whoever. It's like when you're performing in front of the situation and the most famous person there is Heidi Klum, and she's in the back wings, can't even see my monologue because she's coming out to present and then she's leaving right afterwards. The crowd, like I get nervous in front of famous people.
No, you don't.
A little bit.
Who's famous that really makes you nervous if they've seen you live?
You know, like if I found out if like Jennifer Aniston or like, Taylor Swift were in the crowd or someone that I like, these like mega celebrities, I would be like nervous a little bit to perform.
What? They're not going to like you anyway, so what's the difference?
That's not true.
Those people don't like us. They don't like
us. That's not true.
They float on these different kinds of clouds.
What do you mean? Like big celebrities don't like comedians?
Yeah, they think
they love us. They want to be us. They want to be as funny like as comedy. Us and free, but they can't be. Like, actors have to be so fucking fake. That's like, they play characters because they hate who they are, and then they're really boring in real life. And then they go on these talk shows, and they're so boring, and then they host award shows. They have no charisma because they're actors, and they can fake it, but they're jealous of us that we can be authentic, and they should be. It's really a superpower that we've been able to harness and make money from when everyone else has to put on a suit and pretend to be, everyone goes to work and has to pretend except us.
We pretend to. Did you not do any pretending at the MTV Awards?
No, honestly, I didn't.
No pretending.
I mean, I'm kind of living like authentically now, and I know that seems weird, but Andrew is annoyed with me talking about it, but I don't lie anymore.
No,
and
about it.
There's things
well,
that annoy me.
Well, she doesn't lie anymore, so then I can't tell her anything.
You can't tell me
then
secrets.
If someone asks her anything,
I literally
she has
told
to
you
tell
a secret
the truth.
Right before we started
but if,
this.
But if Andrew asked me later on...
and I said, will you tell...
No, you're
but,
fucked.
But here's the difference. If Andrew was telling me a
you're
secret...
You're fucked, bro.
No. Because if Andrew goes, hey, wait, I know Santino told you how much you got paid for that thing. Will you tell me? I go, no, I don't feel comfortable saying that. That's not a lie.
That's a truth.
But if someone asked me about the secret he was telling me, if someone had asked me point blank about it, and I go, I'd rather not say, that's a yes. So I could say I'd rather not say, but that's going to tell them what they were asking.
Yeah, that's
I won't
right.
say no. I won't lie. So I told him that.
But then the whole friend, the reason why you have a friend is so you could tell maybe I'm cheating or maybe I'm doing something horrible, but I can rely on you to tell you something
cheat.
I'm doing bad.
Yeah, but
you
I'm just saying like, yeah. but I'll But you're saying your friendship is severed now because
it's
you feel like you're being judged.
I'm just saying, like, there's no judgment when you lie. I mean, I would like that my friends don't lie. When I catch my friends going, like, I'm just going to tell this person I'm sick so I don't have to go to this podcast. I go, just tell them you are at a really engaging lunch. You were not in the mood for it. You thought you were. Just be honest. People can handle that you can't make it. They can handle the honest truth.
But isn't it sometimes nice to say I'm sick?
No,
yeah,
it's not.
Lie.
It's a lie. Because she when you lie in front of me and say you're sick, when we were having a great lunch and you go, I'm going to get out of this because I'm just going to say my dog is fucking sick. And I see that. I go, oh, that's good. I don't even know subconsciously. I don't trust you anymore. And I honestly, I don't know if I do trust you because I feel like... Everyone does this. Everyone lies all the time.
I've never been like, my dog is sick. I got to get out of this lunch.
No, but I don't. But like, just the littlest thing of like, oh, like just even being fake of like, oh my gosh, so good to see you. And then being like, oh God, I fucking hate her. Like,
so what are you supposed to do when you see somebody you hate?
Just go, see you later, man. Don't go, I love seeing, like, don't add to it with the lie. Like, you don't have to be cruel, but you don't have to be fake. And
okay.
I struggle with that, though, a lot, because I want to give people what they want.
I don't buy you don't buy this either.
I am.
Okay, you hate me. You hate me.
No,
we just walked in the room.
No.
I'm saying in this scenario,
he did hate him.
Okay.
I'm walking in the room. I want to see how you really do this.
Okay, I'm going to treat, do you know who I'm going to treat you like?
Hmm.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Because the other day I didn't do a good job at this. I hugged him when I was like, what? He didn't even want it. And I'm like, I did that because I hate him so much that I don't want him to sense how much I hate him because I'm uncomfortable with it, that I hugged him. And it was
so
I was
you
disgusted.
Lied. That's a lie hug.
Ooh.
That's
a hug lie.
It was a lie.
Dock a point.
It was a lie. And that's why I'm saying, like, it's moments like that I go, oh no, I'm still my old self of people pleasing and I need to be better about being authentic. I don't have to be mean. So this is what I would like to
okay,
have
done. Here, I walk in the room and I go, all right, man, I'll talk to you guys later. All right. Nikki. Hey!
Hey!
What's up?
How's it going?
It's good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. You know,
yeah.
How you been?
Awesome. Yeah, things are so good right now. We just bought the house in the Poconos. We just bought that second house. I think I told you about that last time that I wanted to buy that house for the kids.
I don't remember that.
You don't?
No.
But you remember my kids? Charlie,
no.
The blind one? We just bought,
I honestly don't remember that. I'm sorry. I don't think you either didn't tell me that or I was like, I don't think you told me because I would remember if you had a blind kid.
Hey!
Charlie.
Oh.
Well, hey.
Charlie, this
oh my gosh,
is Nikki.
Hello.
She's to your right.
Hello.
She's to your right.
Hi.
He's so cute.
So you're nice to my blind kid.
But I like the blind kid. Why do I have anything against the blind kid, even though he has your blood
hear
in him
you.
And I know
I
that
can
he's
hear
going
you
to be
guys.
Miserable because you're a bad person and probably
so,
a bad
but you
father.
Played that in a fine. You played that fine.
I don't have to be nice. That's why I'm saying
you
it's
have
not
to
even
be
interesting.
Cordial. Cordial is
cordial's not fake. Because
right.
I'm not like if I have a if this person really hurt me, this is just a guy that I think is like
annoying. Yeah, you don't
and
like
I
him.
Don't like him. And I don't like his energy. I don't think he's good for comedy. And I just don't want him around. And I can't help but be nice to him when he's around. And I don't know why, because he's not like in a position of power or something. It's not like a power grab. It's like I'm so uncomfortable with my hatred for him, which stems from the fact that clearly he represents something I don't like about myself, but I don't know what that is.
I could guess.
What?
I'm not going to say it live on the air. It'll probably give away some clues over who it is.
Oh, because I'm black?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, deep down, maybe that's something I'm struggling with.
Is your blackness?
Yeah.
As a woman in comedy?
Mm-hmm.
So never a white lie is good. I'm trying to think when it would be good.
No, as a friend, but here's the deal. I think you need to lie to, here's the problem. I think it's okay to do white lies to your good friends because sometimes it's harder to tell your real friends the truth because you know it'll
hurt
their feelings.
What's an example?
You know, there's friends.
Andrew was my, like, so I get off stage and I go, and I do a set.
Because I really like you as a comic and a human being, right?
I know.
You get off stage and you eat some shit and you did some stuff I didn't like.
Yeah, and I go, but first of all, I would never ask for your opinion because I know when I suck. I've never once thought I was good
when I
sucked.
Let's just say that you feel me and you feel me and I'm the only person there and you kind of want to say something to me.
Yeah, and I go, well, I wouldn't want you to lie to me. I'd be
you
like,
would go that you'd go.
I'd go,
you'd go
Andrew,
oh, that
was
bad,
so
huh?
Fucking rough. Oh my God.
And I go, no, it's not. No, it wasn't.
Then I would be like, Andrew, you're not. Just don't lie to me. It's
Watch.
Okay that I'm bad.
Watch,
Nikki, Andrew, don't lie to me.
You're being nuts.
No,
it wasn't that. What are you talking about?
Why are you
about?
Gaslighting me with my own set? It was a terrible set. So I don't trust you
anymore.
It
wasn't good. Okay. But it wasn't the worst set I've ever seen you do. I've seen you do some really bad sets.
Okay, well, that just seems cruel out of nowhere. That's,
yeah,
that's
and then I just turn the
it.
Wheel into something else. I hit you into your own emotional wall.
No, I don't
then
hate that.
You go home and you go, what else?
No,
did I do
I've
that
been
was bad?
Terrible around you. Like, I've been
no,
so
No, you've never
unfunny.
Been bad about me. I've never seen you be. I've never seen you bomb in front of me. I've seen Andrew bomb in front of me.
Never once.
Bomb.
Yeah. Never. Bomb you've never even seen me do stand-up,
no,
you
that's
son of a bitch.
How could I? Why? I can't be there. I can't
stage.
Be there at 2:30 in the morning when they let you go up.
Hey, look. You get that crowd, you could do the 1:30
Hell
crowd.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
No, honestly, yeah, I think it's okay to tell your good friends something to break their, to let them down easy.
I don't ask
easy.
My friends if I look fat. I don't ask my friends. Like, when I complain about something that I'm like, I don't ask for them to, I'm not one of these girls that would ever ask my boyfriend, do I look fat?
What about
this? Ever, because I would want him to tell me the truth, and I don't want to know the truth.
When you say to your boyfriend, example. How do I look? And he has to say something positive.
Okay, he doesn't have to. Let me just, okay, so let's say your wife is looking, she's just like, I kind of look like shit. Is it okay to go to the barbecue in this? Like,
no.
And you go, just go, no, I put on something else. That's not me saying that she looks bad. If you actually think she looks like shit, just be like, you look so much better. Like, you know what you would look great in? That top that I love. Just make it positive. You don't need, but it's not a lie.
Listen,
I've looked better.
I've been down this road.
How about this?
And she does this thing. What most women do, they go, is this stupid? Is this a bad look? And then inside I go, well, yeah, that thing doesn't go with that. The other things. But instead you just go, it's not bad. Do you not like
that?
Doesn't
help anyone.
And then I go like this. I say, do you not like it? Is that why you're asking me? And they usually go, yeah, I don't.
Well, that's
and I'm
like
honest, well, then
there you go. That's an honest response go, to ask that. That's an
I know,
honest,
but it's skirting around.
But what about
it.
This? What about if me
Be
and Andrew
honest.
Wanted to get dinner, mm-hmm. right? And I go, hey, I'm going to go eat alone.
Yeah.
And then you find out after the fact
that
oh,
we ate together.
That we ate dinner
honestly,
together.
Honestly, I would question our whole friendship if that happened. Because it's just like, why would you lie about that?
Because I don't know. Because maybe you would have felt bad that
because
not
maybe
getting invited.
I wasn't invited. I would rather you go, hey, douchey. I just want to have a, I'm going to go to dinner with Andrew, but we kind of want it to be just a one-on-one. I'd be like, oh, really? I'd be annoyed, but I wouldn't.
See?
I would prefer
but
that.
See?
We want to avoid that.
Yeah.
Why avoid uncomfortability? Like, I have to sit in that uncomfortability of not being invited. And honestly, I can get upset, but I have nothing to be mad at. People are allowed to only have one person. So
yeah.
My upsetness is not, it shouldn't make you feel any way. That's my shit to deal with.
Sure.
You have every right to go to. And,
yeah,
and
but if it affects our friend, like the next day relationship.
It does.
Okay, honestly.
It will build up.
I will tell you that lying about going to dinner with Andrew and I caught you would affect our relationship much more
okay,
than
let's
you
say
saying.
It. We went to dinner without you and we didn't tell you.
Did you really?
It was just three times.
No, you
no,
didn't.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
I mean,
but,
I would
but
really.
But did you feel
but
that?
Did you see that?
Yeah, I would be pissed. I don't like liars. I'm sorry I don't like people lying at me. Of course, that's my whole
no,
point.
No, it's not a lie if we didn't tell you. We just didn't tell you. We skirted around the idea of inviting you or telling you.
Well, I live with him and we live together here when we're visiting. So I ask him what he does at night. Like when we both check, we're like, hey, what'd you do last night? Where'd you end up going? If he like left that out, I'd be like, what? That's so weird.
Because he, you know, maybe he feels like he doesn't want the...
to be checked in on.
To be checked like, in on. Oh, maybe
I understand him not talking to me about certain things now because he knows that I will disapprove of some actions maybe mm-hmm. and like and he'll feel the judgment as someone that like he knows what to not tell me and I told him when we had the first conversation about I want to tell you this thing and I go Andrew don't tell me anything that if someone asks me pointedly about that thing I will have to lie for you because I won't
that's
I won't
hard though right
but
that's
I'm not
so
gonna
hard.
I'm not gonna go hey guess what Andrew told me but if someone goes hey in regards to this one thing do you know if Andrew
Who's
did this blah 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 thing
to you?
Yeah honestly it was legal it was legally
oh, you
detrimental
did so you did something stupid
no
nothing that bad
no,
but just something that could just be between us like,
I just don't lie
like, I know some really dark shit about my best friends, you know
sure.
what I mean, like
dark
shit.
But if someone
shit.
Called you up and said pointedly, "Did Rusty blow a guy at summer camp
yes.
in sixth grade?"
Yes, you did.
You would
Rusty.
Not. You would go, yeah. I mean, like you maybe lie,
no,
but no
wait,
one's no, gonna
what?
Call you and ask. But no one's gonna call you and ask that.
No, but if they do, if his wife, if Rusty's wife calls and goes, "This weird joke got put out by one of your other buddies. Did he do some fucked up shit at it?" You're gonna say no for
well,
your buddy's
you.
Sake.
First of all, the kid didn't come.
Yes, he did.
No, the sixth, he did not come. Rusty sucked his dick, but the kid did not come. I just
okay.
want to
okay.
just that
well,
on record.
That's fine.
If you have that, see, if you have that information
record,
to share, that fine. Would make her feel better, actually. If you were honest about it and go, okay, yes, but he didn't come or whatever. I think that, yeah, I just don't.
When did this happen?
I started getting honest with myself about my like addictions and my behaviors. And if you are honest with yourself about what you're doing and your motivations for things, you realize like lying just gets you, I read a book called Lying by Sam Harris, who's my favorite person. Yeah. And my ex-boyfriend gave it to me many years ago because he was catching me in little lies because I just didn't want him to ever be mad at me. So he'd be like, you know, you liked that joke that I just gave you, right? And I'd hate the joke. And I'd go, yeah, it was really funny or like whatever. And I'd be like, he'd go, but then you didn't use it. So you lied. And I'm like, because I just don't want you to be mad at me. And he'd be like, will you just read this book about why it's never good to lie? And Sam Harris talked me out of lying. There's never a reason to lie. It only makes you have to remember stuff. And being honest, people can handle the truth.
I'm not a bad person.
I'm not like.
Did he give you a joke after that and you go, nah, this sucks?
No, because I'm still scared of him. I'm honestly still, I don't really like to be friends with him now because I'm still so scared of him being mad at me and scared of his anger based on our relationship that I still find myself being a little bit like, yeah, it's fine. It's like uncomfortable for me, but I.
Because you're both in the comedy world too, you know?
No,
it's so interesting because I see you in such a powerful role.
No, Russell Peters, right? Isn't your ex Russell Peters?
Yeah, Peters Russell.
Hit her with it.
I see you as so strong and like such a badass that like that this one person has that kind of control.
It's just
kind of interesting.
Traumatic thing. I went like
you
I
know
was
what
a
reminds me of you know
you
casino.
You come from such a solid home. It seems so weird that you've got that.
I don't really though. I mean, they're.
What do you mean? Your dad's a bald
me.
Musician.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom is. I don't know. I'm almost nothing about her because you don't post about her.
Yeah. Well, no, I post a lot about her, but
no,
I
the dad gets all the attention.
I know. Well, he's the star.
He's a hot one.
He is obviously.
No, my
the
mom
one the
is hilarious. My mom's funnier than my dad, unfortunately. But my dad's funny.
Slender.
Yeah, my dad's a tall, slender, good-looking guy.
Sexy. So much muscle.
St. Louis's finest.
Mm, yeah, I would say so. I mean, he's
based
probably the best. He has probably the best body of any man his age that I know of. Wouldn't you agree? Unless a guy that's like married to the gym. My dad just like does a couple push-ups a day. Like doesn't work out.
Genetics.
And it's just like, what the fuck? Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Because you know if this guy didn't work out, you know what would happen.
Yeah.
He would probably be happier.
No, what do you mean? He's happy that he works out. It's good.
No, I know.
You would be so porky if you didn't work out.
No, he wouldn't.
I've been fat.
No,
I've been fat
on purpose.
Yeah,
I've seen him fat.
People think that if they stop working out, they're going to get fat. But the truth is, the reason you're
fat
is because you work out so much that you always, then you overeat. And then the next day you go, well, I got to work out again so that I can eat tonight. And then you work out too much and then you starve yourself all day and then you overeat. If people stop with the working out and just let your body fucking be hungry when it's hungry and not have to be like, I have to burn 1,000 calories in class so I can indulge later and not live in this world of like, I can only do this if I do this and I have to work out because I ate like shit last night. It will balance out and you can just like work out when you feel like it. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And I'm not like toned as fuck, but I'm not like a fat ass. And I literally eat when I feel like it and I work out when I feel like it. And I used to be someone who had to work out every single day and was in this torture. And so if you stop working out, honestly, you can be a lot happier and a lot
skinnier.
So
you can stop. What if working out makes you very happy?
It can. I think that's
like,
why
I'm very happy when I leave the gym.
That's why I do work out because I'm like, oh, I need a boost of like, I want to like get my heart rate
up
and feel good. But I don't do it anymore because I want to be skinny.
Yeah, but I think that's also a female thing. That's
no,
female to male thing. I think many women have like a, if I don't work out, guys do it because we want to feel good about ourselves more so than we do about other people.
Look, this may be
a sexist projection, but women go to the gym more because they want to look good for others more. We care about the way we look enough to go, I really want to feel good in my own skin.
I get that.
I think women like to go a lot for
you can convince
other people.
Yourself it's not about other people, but I do understand that they're physical, but that you feel good yourself. Like women saying like, I wear makeup for me. I get that. And I know it's like a confusing thing. They do though, because sometimes I look in the mirror when I have makeup on and I'm like, I feel more lovable to myself. I feel like more confident. Like I just, you know,
it's like when I shave my pubes,
but
my dick
Andrew
looks bigger
definitely
and I'm more confident.
Works out
and it feels
to
like
attract
I got
women.
A pussy down there. So
but
cool.
You do that. Yeah, you work out for other people because
you work
you're
out to
kind
attract
of like
women,
a woman
of
in that regard.
I think I'm somewhere in the middle
yeah.
of that.
You can't
what
tell
you
me
said.
Men don't work out to attract women. Give me a break.
Everybody works out to attract other people, but men, I think, I would say statistically,
more men
work out because they want to physically feel better about their bodies than they do for other people. I think more women statistically want to feel better about their bodies for the sake
I
of other people.
I think that men are convincing themselves that it's for them when really your self-worth comes from the fact that other people like you, so you think it's for you because it's like, I feel good about me, but it's because
no, I just
want to
look good.
And gonna...
When I look at a photo, I want to go, I don't look like a can.
But that's because other people might judge you as a can.
No,
because
I don't like
about
it.
That.
No, because my old lady or my parents would go, oh, that looks great. And then I'll go, I don't like the way I look. It's it's all for me. Anytime
right.
I go to a gym is for me. Anytime I do anything, it's because
so
I.
So if there was no one left on the world and everyone was blind and couldn't touch you either,
yeah.
Do you think you would work out as much as
you
do?
Well, I wrap my lips around a gun. Nobody could touch me and everybody's blind. What am I doing? I'm
hanging out with your son?
Yeah, what am I going to do?
Would you still work out if everyone was blind?
Yeah, of course, because I would still like to go on runs because I like listening to music and going
on
runs.
I do too. I like to be able to do that.
We get our anger out.
Well, that's different than you.
And punch a bag. Punch a bag.
I'm talking about these classes that men do get addicted to where they're burning, they're going to spin classes.
Well, I should say this. I don't go to class. I've never been to a class and I'm not against them. I just think it's not what I like.
I don't like to
be told what to do.
I don't either.
Comics are all anti-authority. Anyway, we're all like, no, don't tell me what to do.
No, I like it. I like it because I don't want to think. 45 minutes, I'm in and out. I didn't even know what I did. But I just go like a robot. It's like one time in my life I stopped.
Fall off the treadmill and
I pulled my hammy one time.
What were you doing, like an Orange Theory or something?
I was doing these fucking classes every day, and he was going too hard. He's trying to show off in the class.
What are you trying to do?
I ran 13.4 on the True Runner.
And that's when
you get nothing for it.
I got something. I got a pulled hammy.
In front of his young lady that he was trying to compete with in this class or trying to show off for.
Are you still with this girl?
Yeah.
Not anymore after she saw me on the ground crying like a bitch.
You're still together, right?
She's 25.
I saw the photo.
Yeah, she's
very pretty.
So hot and cool and really nice.
Remarkably out of your league. It's crazy to watch. It's cool to see. It is cool to see like a team who doesn't deserve to win the championship get a W.
For sure, man. And
we see it all the time with male comics getting these. And he does deserve it because he's really a nice guy and like he matured so much later in life that he's kind of a 25-year-old
guy.
How old
are you now?
He was
who knows
41
man.
41
yeah much
in my
younger
mind, in my mind I don't think so
yeah
you look, go older.
I guess looks wise when I look at you but in my brain when I think you I think about you're like somebody's little brother
yeah he has that demeanor
you got
a
like a little like take me
well
somewhere.
I started stand up later than you there's that whole thing probably
No.
And I'm shorter and I'm better looking than you and I fuck better and stuff
sure
yeah all those things
yeah how's everything going now
with her
no just in general in life
life is great
to explain
now. Like I mean my career has never been better thanks to old you know?
Your right hand,
yeah. My right hand's
jerking off.
Signing deals.
You gotta jerk yourself off. You gotta build yourself up.
Hey, man, someone's gotta do it.
In here, we pour whiskey.
Whiskey Ginger fans, is there something interfering with your happiness? Are you looking to get some therapeutic help by speaking to a professional? BetterHelp is the way to go. I've talked about it before on this show, on the other show. I've chatted a lot about BetterHelp. I am a big, big pusher of getting yourself some mental health help. And no matter how you do it, I do think you do need it. And it's time that you take control of that. There's a broad range of expertise available. The service is available for clients all over the world. You can log into your account anytime from anywhere, send a message to your counselor, and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. And you can schedule weekly or video phone sessions so you don't have to sit in one of those uncomfortable waiting rooms with terrible lighting and magazines that you don't want to read. That have been touched by a million human beings. Look, it's a lot cheaper than traditional offline counseling, which I like. It's very affordable, I should say. And they want you to start living a happier life today. You can visit their website and read all the testimonials. It's pretty incredible how many people have found help through BetterHelp. It's worth a try. Visit BetterHelp.com/whiskey. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/whiskey. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. So many people also have been using the service. They are fishing right now. They're looking for additional counselors in all 50 states. The podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And Whiskey Ginger listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/whiskey. 10% off, you guys. Go do it at BetterHelp.com/whiskey. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of a guided meditation in an easy-to-use app. It's extremely simple. If you're having trouble during the day and you need to kind of check in with yourself and find out what's going on and just get a nice guided meditation to cool out, chill out, ease your mind a little bit, it's incredible. Everyone's always thought, man, it'd be nice to have something to slow me down a little bit, help me get some better focus. And it is. It's in your pocket. And you can do it within 10 minutes. Headspace is going to change your life. I love it. I use it at night when I'm trying to fall asleep. I'm somebody who likes to try to get some meditation in my bloodstream to calm down, to slow the engines down. Cool off the car, baby. Their approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, increase your overall sense of well-being. I really do enjoy it. I think Headspace is a very easy-to-use app, which is big for me because I'm a stupid person. I like to open it up and be able to use it right away. Headspace makes it very simple. Whatever your situation is, they really can help you feel better. If you're overwhelmed, they've got this three-minute SOS meditation for you that I think you'll love. They're backed by 25 published studies on benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. So be 60 million and one. You should check it out. It's easy to use. And you can do it anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier in Headspace meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/whiskey. That's headspace.com/whiskey for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace full library of meditations for every single situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/whiskey today.
Ginger. I like gingers.
How much time do you do with each other?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Hanging
out?
Okay, sorry. Oh. I do an hour 15 when I'm feeling it.
What for?
But at least an hour.
Why?
Because I just can't stop once I get up there. I just like, I'm like, oh, wait, I have more to tell you. And
she
I just
could
can't
do two
stop.
Hours, I think.
And then he does like 15 to 20 because I like to go longer, but he could go.
Do you ever do local hosts too?
No, I always
do. So you do a two-person show, that's it?
No, a lot of times, yeah, but yeah. I always bring a third person just because it's fun to have more people.
See, I like having a host.
I like having a host, too.
I always like
too.
A local host.
I mean, as
host.
A feature, it's always nice to have a host.
Yeah.
Right, you want so someone you in front of you to take the gun.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I don't mind. I like having a host, but I like local hosts. Seriously, I tell the club, get a local person out here, guy or girl, don't give a fuck who it is. I actually like I like it in case they might be bad. It's something really fun. It's something fun.
I hate having
fired
my audience
one host.
Have to sit through
uncomfortable... 5 minutes of a bomb. Who gives a fuck? And then he comes up and then you go. That's how I feel. Let them have that moment. Let them.
They don't deserve it. I'd rather give
yes,
it to my friend Emil, who is in New York working hard and would take those 7 sets at the Orlando Funny Bone and actually make something with them than this local guy who's been doing the same fucking 5 minutes
for
years.
Make Emil do the feature spot.
But then he doesn't have a feature
so
spot.
So what? He gets it. He's fine. He's with you enough.
I
make him sit one out.
I want three people in my entourage.
How dare you?
I can't be everything for him. He can't be everything for me. So
I've been drinking 3 years.
No, you're not.
Don't
no, you're
do
not.
It.
Put
it do
away.
It, do
put it.
It
away. Put it down. Put it down. I don't give a fuck if you relapse. It means nothing to me.
It wouldn't even be
the reverse I got. Now I kind of want to drink.
I know. No, I just think I think I like the local host because I like to see someone. I like to have somebody kind of bomb a little bit.
Yeah.
But also, I've had good luck.
Well, that's why I have Andrew.
This starts to feel like ganging up.
Every time I've had someone, by the way, they've always done fine. Some of them have done great.
Listen, I used to have local hosts all the time, but some of them are.
We had the fire at one, remember?
Too graph. Like, it's just like too much off the top. It's just uncomfortable for the audience. Even 5 minutes, I don't want to see some guy that's like, they're often really. Like all their jokes are like about hating women so much.
Yeah,
I guess, but sometimes the women are fucking terrible too, and like have a bad point of view or lousy to be around backstage. Let's talk about that. I don't even watch their goddamn act. If I'm being honest,
I was just gonna say
they're just a bad hang backstage, and I want to have good people around.
Well, don't let them come in the green room.
Then you're the girl that didn't let the local act in the green room. I can't be that. I've met a lot of nice people.
I think if they bomb,
that's
it's
how
even
I
better.
Met most of the people I bring on the road is because of local openers. I'm tired of it. Now I have the people I like, and it's
and
a great
done.
Show from top to bottom.
Yeah.
If I suck, they saw two guys that were great.
Right.
And maybe a woman, but listen,
why don't you take a woman with you?
I would, but I just haven't found a woman that I want to spend all day with. Like it's not about their act, and I do allow female guest sets whenever the fuck they ask me. When girls ask me, I literally give
really
away.
I just think
that.
Culturally taking a white straight male with you is just a little problematic from my personal perspective.
I know it is, but
all I'm doing is trying to edge him out as hard as I can.
He has a speech impediment.
Yeah, I know. I know. I see it when he talks. It's the tongue roll thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
And
yeah, I was born without a tongue.
Now he has a limp.
What do you want from me?
Because of the treadmill accident?
Yeah. And so I feel like I'm helping out someone that...
The relationship you guys have is a little remarkable. It's kind of like... It's so not sexual. There is no like sexual jokes there. It's none of that stuff. But it's also like not brother-sister. It's almost like... it's almost like colleague, like a work colleague
like
thing. That you're forced
like
to go
work
on.
Work wife or whatever they
yeah,
call
but you're forced to go on like road trips. Like, it's like how Tommy Boy, how like they were set up together and they had to go to work together.
Yes.
That's what this is like.
That's good.
It's very
Tommy. And no
David
one asked
Spade.
David Spade and Chris Farley if they were banging and why aren't they together?
Yeah, you're Spade and you're very obviously Farley. Yeah. Yes.
I'll take that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
I'd love to be dead.
Not for the talent wise, of course, but of course, just like the looks blonde. And
yeah,
thank
like
you.
Porky
you
know porky, how to own a room, fall through a table, live in a
Oh, if we're gonna die soon, we can only hope.
Yeah.
But not at the... Didn't he die at the... Oh, he died in the Hancock building in Chicago.
Oh.
That's too nice for you, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well,
you could always die at
the Howard Johnson
courtyard. Do you put him up at a nice hotel like you do?
I do now, but I did in the past, and I got all the shit for it. But I would always pick, like... I wouldn't pick a dump, but I wouldn't... If I'm spending $500 on a hotel room for me because I'm finally treating myself...
You never once complained.
I don't really
you
complain.
You gave me a little bit of shit for
no,
it.
No, I joked that you put me in with heroin needles, and there was one cute girl by the pool, but I think she was dead. But it was great.
I never Sometimes would put him in a place that I wouldn't have stayed when I was a feature. I'll tell you that. I stayed in some
That's
real...
That's nice.
And I...
No, she's very good to me.
Yeah.
She's very good to me.
No, okay,
but
well, good.
I can be really mean, though. That is a problem that I'm trying to work
on. I do
want
to work it out a little bit. What is the meanest thing she's done to you in this situation?
God.
Oh, I mean, what are you doing?
She right said now? Don't lie. She said don't lie.
Yeah,
this whole
like,
thing is
honestly,
a not lie thing, right?
Answer. I'm in a place where, you know when I'm in a good place where
yeah.
I can take it? I'm in that.
I don't know, man.
It, yes, you do, though. That's what's annoying. Just tell me what one of the meanest things she's done to you when you guys were together.
It's little things that add up. It's
what is not, it? Give me some little ones.
I can answer it. I know it.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's when he gets excited about something and I'll go, I'll just undercut it with like, it's not that big of a deal. Or it's like, why are you excited? Like, I'll just not be as enthusiastic about it as
you knock down
win.
His excitement?
Yeah, because it annoys me. Like,
that's
it's new
cold.
Comic excitement. It just, it, and it's just that, like.
So mean.
It's just like, you know, you're excited about this thing. I don't talk about, like, I'm on The Tonight Show tonight, and I don't tell
yes,
anyone
you
about
do,
it.
Though.
No, I don't. I don't. The thing is, if you.
That's the thing. You do. You talk about it all the time. The MTV Awards, you talk about it all the time.
I'm saying on the scope of things, like, I do not. Like brag and like need people to know about my but that's just me. That's like that's the way I am.
Not happy for his success.
I am, but I hate how excited he gets about things that aren't worth getting excited about, and that's my fucking problem.
And worth it from your perspective, because it's worth it from his perspective, right?
Even from his, I'm like, when I was got that when I was him, I wasn't even that excited, and it bugs me that like just anyone being excited when I'm not really irritates me, and it's my it's
so
my own problem.
Selfish.
It's really selfish.
Because
yeah.
if you don't benefit from it, then it's kind of like I don't really care.
It's not that I don't care. It's like I have discovered what it was is that if Andrew gets successful on his own way, he'll stop being friends with me and stop hanging out with me, and then I won't.
Do you believe
have my,
that?
No, but that's the fear. That is the fear is being abandoned. Like, of I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have, all my friends are married. They all like have their own careers. Like, he is my partner through this stuff. And if I might lose a roommate, I might lose, he could, like, I just won't have someone, like, I just get scared of abandonment. I'm like this with all
but
my
why
friends.
Why do you have abandonment issues?
Because, I don't know. Because
your parents didn't abandon, you never had any of that stuff.
Well, emotionally, you don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but
what
that's
they
every
did.
Parent is
emotionally. I know. I don't know how to explain. I really have abandonment yeah. issues. I really don't want people
that's
to
wild.
Leave me. I get really sad when I have
what
to say
goodbye.
What
happens when he does get successful? What are you going to do?
I'll find someone else. I really will, but it's true. I'll replace him. I'll
she
find
She used to
him.
Let me know that a lot.
I'll find someone else.
She used
I will.
To go, you're replaceable. You're replaceable.
Yeah.
And but yes. she does that but to save herself the emotional,
yeah,
you know, the
probably.
Emotional spilling of
but
all
I don't
that
know
shit.
She
and you
realizes
were at the time
how...
because we weren't as close of friends. Now yeah. you're not replaceable. I mean, I think I could find someone.
Yes,
think,
you could.
I think
you
if
could.
I get married, I would tell my husband you're replaceable, because the thing is, not one person is not like, I will find another. I don't have one soulmate out there. There's probably thousands and thousands of guys that I would feel like,
sure.
I can't believe I met you. You're the one person for me. There's probably thousands of guys out there that I could feel that way for. So that's what I mean. There's probably other Andrews out there, but it's a rare find, and I really do treasure it.
That's good. So that's all that matters.
Yeah.
But it's replaceable. Yeah, he's replaceable. I'm just no. But yeah.
No.
By the way, you're the only millionaire I know with a roommate. That's incredible. You're the only millionaire I know that has a roommate.
I don't know that I'm a millionaire, but.
Nikki, hey, shut the fuck up. You think they don't know? You think these people don't know?
The thing is, I don't know.
When
I don't look
see
at my
you
money.
On TV, they go, millionaire.
Well, they could be wrong. I don't know. I really, I think maybe I am
Dude,
at this point.
Dude, you did the MTV, whatever
what,
that is.
MTV movie and TV
yes,
awards unscripted.
Everybody knows Viacom pays the most. Yeah. I'm still living off of my half hour from Comedy Central money. They gave me so much, dude.
I know. That's how you bought that boat.
It was insane.
You bought that sick
boat. I bought two boats.
Yeah.
I bought a boat and a dinghy to go along with it.
That was pretty dope.
And then
dope.
That jacket you never wore that they gave you, you sold that.
I sold that for rent money for 1 year.
Yeah.
I sold that. And it has Santino written on the back in cursive. But.
Yeah.
Hey, man, someone's got it out there.
No one
I
reads
do have a roommate,
anymore,
and I have a
though.
Roommate because you have a fucking roommate. Listen, like, getting married is
yeah,
having a roommate.
I fuck my roommate.
I know that. Well, guess what? I have a roommate, and he lets me fuck anyone I want.
Do you bring home dudes?
No, because I don't, like, have anyone I want to fuck. I would if I found a guy that I liked, I would
do you
have
ask
no...
him to leave? Would you ask him to leave then?
No.
She
I
could
have
fuck
my
him
room.
On top of my head. I don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah, he'd be happy for
what
me.
An uncomfortable position
I
for all of you to be in.
I want whoever I bring home.
Cool. You have a big head.
I always want to bring him on dates. Like, I want, because I want whatever boyfriend I have to, like, easily fit in with my group of friends.
That is a reality show. You bringing him to be your on
date. We did
a
reality show pilot. It's really fucking good.
What
it's
is
like,
it?
It's still being decided if they want to pick it up. They're so stupid if they don't, because it's fucking great. And I am an open book. And like, I'm more comfortable in camera than I am not. Like, I can go on dates. Like, I really created this show because I was living at home with my parents. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do to like meet. I don't want to live with someone. I don't want to go through a pandemic again where I have to move back home with my parents. But I don't have a husband. I'm scared of dating. I keep my life too busy to date. So I was like, maybe I could be the Bachelorette or something. Like, I would be more comfortable being the Bachelorette than going on dates with guys. Like, I have a date tonight. I'm fucking so, like, oh, I want to get out of it. I want to cancel.
Tell them your dog is sick.
I wouldn't because, well, my dog is kind of sick. But my parents are taking care of it.
Where's the date at?
We don't know yet. He's picking him up from a show, and then we're just like going
to
go
text
find
me and
it.
Let me know.
Really?
It'll be so fun. Let me crash the date.
I would love for you to. I always want my friends to show up.
You know how much fun? He'll know who you are.
How?
Because he knows about her.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
How
can he not?
Yeah,
that's a good point.
But
what if I wore
a
rubber nose? What if I wear a rubber nose?
You're like a growth.
What would you feel if a girl on a first date wanted to bring her male best friend who she lives with?
I mean, obviously, it's a massive red flag. I mean, it's a fucking huge red flag.
Why?
I want to bring this guy. Because then you're implying I don't want to really get intimate with you at all.
I don't. I'm scared. Once I do, it's like, beat it, Andrew. I mean, I brought him along. He's always plays like... I'm really scared with men alone before we actually start kissing. Like, before the intimacy has started, yeah. I'm very, very nervous. I hate it. But once it goes, I'm like...
Then you're good.
So, like, I'm fine. I will do anything.
How'd you meet this guy? Tinder?
This guy, Raya. But I saw him on Instagram during quarantine, was like, oh, that guy's cute. And then I investigated and was, like, following him. And then he got a girlfriend. I was like, unfollow. I don't want to follow this shit anymore. And he was, like, very clearly, like... into his girlfriend. I was like, ugh. And even though his stuff was funny, I was like, I'm stopping following. And then I saw him on Raya, like, you know, a year later, I think it was. And then I matched with him and I was like, yes. And then I was just waiting for him to message me and he did. So.
And he said, you're in LA, let's go on a date.
Yeah.
He met on
St. Louis on your thing. And I go, yeah, I live there now. But for now, who knows?
I do want to see where you guys go tonight. It dictates a lot over where a guy's going
to
take you.
I told him I don't drink because he was like, we can go to a bar. I go, I'm fine in a bar, but I'm just to let you know I don't drink. And he was like, oh, okay, we'll go somewhere quiet then. So he's going to pick a place in West Hollywood. I don't know.
We'll go somewhere quiet then.
Yeah, so we can talk.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to make some guesses.
I want to take him back to my Airbnb because there's cool places to hang out in this huge courtyard that I have in my Airbnb. But all my friends were like, you can't bring him back to your place. I'm like, I'm not going to even kiss this guy. Is it that bad to bring? I don't want to go to a restaurant. Just go back to your place.
No, you can't. It's too personal. That's your place. That's where you're going to sleep at the end of the night. If you don't have any intention on doing anything with him at all, even saying, like, I don't want to kiss him.
Yeah.
Don't let him come back to your place.
Really? Why?
Because guys are bad. Guys are.
Who cares?
Well, I hope not, Nikki.
But, like, what's the worst that can happen? I just go, good night.
No, it's just an uncomfortable, weird, like, why did she want me at her place? What a weird...
Because it's dealing with a waiter and being like, so your dad left when you were... I'll just have a tea. Thank you so much. And then like, oh my gosh, that's so interesting. Like, and getting interrupted
by a waiter. It's easier to be but you're in neutral territory when you're out at a public place. Because that way you can leave whenever the fuck you want. This way, he's at your place. How are you going to get him out if you want him to... Let's say want him gone.
Okay. You know what? I have to get up at 5 tomorrow. That's not a lie.
Oh, really?
I'm getting picked up at 5 tomorrow, so I'm going to call it a night. But this was really fun.
All right,
fun.
Andrew and I are going to go play basketball outside in the driveway then.
Great.
All right,
oh, my
cool.
God. Andrew, come on down and take over.
Oh.
What's up, bro?
Entertain my date.
Hey, man, I was figuring we could hoop a little bit. Maybe I could watch a movie or something.
I bought a new Evolution ball, indoor,
sick,
outdoor. Yeah,
dude,
those are the
composite
best.
Leather.
Dude, I love those balls.
So then they go outside, they shoot.
And
then when they get
tired,
they come inside for snacks.
Uh-huh. I love when Andrew is like gets into a guy that I'm like the other night I had him sit next to a guy at this award show. The award show I hosted, I invited some guys
MTV,
that I was kind of into.
Music
the MTV
and
Movie
and
TV Awards that's scripted.
I'm replaceable, though.
And I put him at a table. You're not. You know what I mean by that. I believe
I'm
that
around.
I will tell
I'm
my husband
right now. Right now, I want
around.
The editors to put up a huge sign about
replaceable.
This as replaceable.
Yeah,
the whole time.
Yeah,
and just buzzes when you.
Yeah.
Look, every time you talk, girls. Bah! Yeah.
I love males. I love guys. I love talking about sports.
Clip it. Clip
males.
It. Clip it. Clip that.
I love. Males.
I do.
Just clip that.
I'll look right in the camera and I love a man. I really do.
You are because
I'm around females all the time and they're talking about relationship stuff. All I want to do is talk about UFC. I want to talk about a guy knocking out another guy. I want to see his teeth on the ground and bleeding out. On his face.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to talk about. So when I see a guy who happens to be hot and muscular,
why are you friends with so many women then?
Because no, I'm just saying I get that, and then I want the opposite.
Yeah.
That's all. So that's why I get excited around dudes. I just want to talk about.
Yeah, the other
fucking...
night I sat him next to a guy that I was into, and afterwards he didn't even know I was into this guy, and he goes, "Those guys at our table, they were great." And I was like, "Oh, good." He was like, "Because sometimes Andrew will judge someone I like before, and then there's like the."
You could have bad taste sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time.
Everybody
yeah.
has bad taste.
So I was
sometimes.
So excited when you like this person.
You
and
think
then...
you have unflawed taste?
Unflawed. I've never had bad taste.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You've never.
Of course, I've had bad taste. You know how many disgusting people I fuck?
Well, name them. Go ahead, name them right in the middle. Camera.
There was Jessica, LaWanda, Leticia, LaWanda again, Leticia, and then LaWanda.
Is that
big
a
family.
Lot of loops?
Yeah, I kept going back.
If anything, you're great on your feet, man.
Yeah. And
you're really
at
good
a,
on your feet.
Hey,
you know,
that's
so wait a minute. The guy that you meet on Raya. Yeah, I know.
Hey.
We know that's not true.
Yeah.
You've never dated a non-white girl.
On record?
On God, bro.
On God. I've had sex with one African American.
Dude, saying African American is so shitty.
I hate African American.
Just say black.
Okay, it's like,
white people.
I don't know.
Black
I was saying it funny, but yes, I've
it
had sex.
Bothers
with,
me so
I had sex
much.
With one black
it's
girl.
It's not
in college.
Place to get bothered by it, though.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
because
we
whites,
can have,
whites
we can feel
do that.
How we feel.
Whites do that.
Yeah.
I have never had any black friend of mine.
It sounds
called,
so racist when people say African American. It just feels like they're trying so hard to
have
not.
Have you ever
say
had a black friend tell you, oh, my, this African American guy? I've never heard that. Any black friend I have refers to black people as black people. They don't
right.
go, my African American friend that I work with. No.
No, I had to tell my parents, it's black. You can say black now. And then they say
blacks.
And
black
I go,
girl?
Not blacks. You can't say black.
Have you had sex with a black girl?
I have.
Okay, have you had sex with a black man?
No.
Okay, so who's the racist?
Nikki. Nikki's the racist.
I've tried.
Why did it fail?
And it's the only porn I watch. I feel like I'm giving back in that way.
Me too.
You
know,
shot Alana. My shot, like in DMs. I think he was with someone or
just didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know you follow her Raya account?
Yeah, we're tied to the hip.
In here, we pour whiskey.
Fellas, the sport of business means demanding excellence from your craft and your wardrobe. Your fits need to be versatile, man. You want to look good in the office and out with your friends and family, all right? Cuts Clothing is what I'm pushing, and I got to tell you, I love it. I'm always skeptical of a new clothing brand. I'm always like, what is this? What are they offering that's different? But Cuts shirts, polos, hoodies, and crew sweatshirts are made for the man who works hard and plays hard and never settles for less in the sport of business. They're built for performance in the boardroom or the bar, on the course, out with some buddies, rolling pins, having a good afternoon in the park. They are really great. The plain tee is great. I love the polos because I can wear them when I go play golf, like the white dork I am. But the polos are really nice. The material is incredible. It's very soft. It's very versatile. You can wear it dressed up or dressed down if you must. In 2016, the Cuts founder, Steve Borelli, set out to create clothes ready for every occasion for the modern man. And he really did it. GQ magazine called it the only shirt worth wearing. Okay. Shout out to GQ. The perfect t-shirt, it's accomplished. And then he set out to create uniquely engineered clothing style for all the other vibes that you've got going on in your life. And they have this Hyperloop French Terry fabric, a textile that's temperature controlled and ageless. I got to tell you, wash it a million times. Put it in the sun. You're not going to sweat. It feels beautiful and nice. I'll try the wrinkle-free PYCA. Pika polo. It's designed to keep you fitted for the office, for the golf game, at home, at the gym, or your next date out. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's office leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/whiskey. That's cutsclothing.com/whiskey for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Do you ever give him the account? And then I do this with friends. They let me swipe or pick or whatever.
I've gone through it with him. It's really fun to see. And I used to do it with him too, to just see what, why not that guy? Like sometimes he'll be like, that guy's great. And I'm like, because he looked like you and you want validation that like whatever you're putting out there is attractive or like.
Maybe.
You know, but that's what I do to her. I'm like, that girl seemed cool. And he's like, no, she has a big forehead. I'm like, oh, fuck, now I have to fix my forehead. Boys don't like that. Like we just project so
oh,
much.
Oh, dude,
onto-
she's the best. Like, because like I'll break down a girl, you know, and she's like, what are you doing? Bringing? You don't deserve, you can't break down a girl. And then she'll look at guys and be like, no, his beard, he's got a small chin. Oh, big chin.
That's the
weird
weirdest
eye.
Thing about dating apps. Like, and what's the big? What's the first picture thing that turns you off on dating apps?
Yeah.
What's the first thing you see photo-wise when you're thumbing and you go, this is annoying and it happens all the time?
A guy who's like in love with his dog. Like in a way that's like, oh, Barley or whatever. And it's just like too many pictures of him and Barley. And it's like, this guy, if he doesn't like you, I'm not going to like you. It's just like, ugh, right. I'm going to have to help you through the death of this thing. And I'm going to get offended at how much you're crying because I know you wouldn't cry if I died in that way. Like, it's usually guys, I understand loving your dog. I fucking love my dog.
Right.
But this, like, my dog is my girlfriend bullshit, or my mom is my girl. Any guy with a mom, too much mom.
Well,
and any selfie, it means a guy that likes himself too much. And I don't want to be with a guy who's self-obsessed with his looks because I struggle with that. And I do not want to be getting older and feeling like I have to stay hot for my husband. I want to stay hot for him because he, like, you know, because I want to stay up for myself. I don't want to do it because I have to, like,
it is
my
true,
husband
though.
Won't be attracted to me. I want to be, I don't want to be with a guy who's a narcissist. So yeah, but that's when a balance. I see selfies, it's done. You're like, you're out.
So no selfies on the date. But like, what about this? Like, is this a no? My dog is my background.
That's cute.
My,
I have
okay,
that
that's
too.
Fine.
That's different.
Okay, that's fine. But you don't like when guys are in photos on dating apps and they have too much like, hey man, if you're not, you know, if you don't like Cocker Spaniels, you can keep on scrolling or whatever the fuck.
Or just too much outdoor pictures. Like he's hiking a lot or like doing a lot of outdoor activities. I don't mind a guy having that, but he has to be okay with me not liking that because I'm not going to pretend I like outdoor shit anymore. I'm not going to do that.
You don't like it at all?
I like the occasional hike, and especially if I'm in love with someone, I will totally like explore their hobbies and see it through their eyes and be like, I can appreciate this more, but in the long run, I'm not going to be someone who's going to want to go hiking every weekend or camping. If that's something that's important to you, you can do it with your friends, but just know that that's like a separate thing. Like,
that's
I'm into
Nikki
separate
thing.
Things too. Yeah.
But what's your hobbies then? You work too much, so what do you even
no,
do?
No, I play guitar. I sing. I like kink stuff.
None of these things are active, really.
Yes. I mean, I or run, but I run and I run alone.
That's a run for you. So I'm saying, yeah. What's a hobby that's like a...
Involves other people?
Yeah, that you could do with other human beings.
Going to dinner with friends, long coffees with friends. I like hanging out with friends, but I don't want to be like... hiking while I talk to friends. I want to talk to friends and look at them in the eye and talk about real things. Like I like real talks and like I don't want to have to be joking the whole time. I want to like be able to get into some real
shit.
Yeah, I like really having like serious, not serious, but fun, like in-depth discussions that help us like understand each other more.
And grow.
Yeah,
that's
and
literally
I think
what
when
we're
you're
doing on this podcast, right?
Yeah,
now.
I mean, really.
This
that's
is better
what
than almost.
Are.
This is way better than hiking.
Don't you think
ugh,
if someone?
Hiking, I'm so over it.
Don't you think if someone's holding a dog in a profile, it's like peacock. It's like a subtle peacock. Like you're using
I
a dog to
putting
fuck.
A dog I'll say this: it's a part of your life and you care about it. But
no,
this
yeah,
way
but
saying,
I from
think
a male
it's,
perspective, it's yeah. a guy doing that saying, "I'm sensitive." Yeah. This it's very yeah. much a
it's
yeah.
a way
to me,
start
go,
a conversation. Yeah, it's a good move, but I'm just saying I see right
what's
through.
What's your fucking move then?
Huh?
What's your move?
I hold
what's
a dead dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one does that. Yeah. Yeah. Dead like dog that. Bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what I do.
If you don't like dead dogs, keep scrolling.
Yeah, you don't like dead cocker spaniels.
That would get my attention. I'm like, what is this guy doing with a dead dog?
And then the next one is you burying the dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
and then
cool.
holding a fish.
I like
a
that.
A live fish, though.
And, right. And yeah. then the next, right. Yeah. What's the turnoff then when you see a chick? If hers is the dog shit, what's that for you for chicks on dating apps?
Ooh, there's two different ways. One, a chick can be like, I love to travel, and she just looks
right.
way
and
too.
I love when girls say, traveling is my favorite thing to
and
read
wine.
On any profile, on Twitter. Instagram, it's like travel, travel bug. It's like, yeah, everyone wants to fucking travel.
But I think if a girl is hot enough,
pizza.
You would
I like
put
pizza.
Up with
no
anything.
Fucking shit. Yeah.
Oh,
travel,
whiskey
pizza
and tacos.
And wine. I'm so
people
different.
Love tacos and pizza.
Even whiskey, yeah. I have to say, it's kind of care to be like, oh, I love whiskey. It's just like, oh, is that a personality, you white guy that has no identity because our white people have no culture, so you have to identify with things that we all. Who doesn't like whiskey?
Well, you, because you're an addict, you can't have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I just because I love it too
that's
much.
That's what that's the problem. We
you
like
know?
Rubbing it in your face.
But like, you guys are like. Tacos and whiskey, just like cut. You have no interest. You are so boring.
So what would I put on my dating profile? I wouldn't put whiskey. This is I do love to drink it, but I don't think I make it a culture because I don't know enough about it.
Okay,
I'm not a guy that's one of those guys that knows everything about it. I just really love drinking it with friends.
I like that,
but I wouldn't put it on my dating profile.
Okay,
my dating profile would probably say stand up, very
actor.
Busy.
Me too. I write busy.
Very busy. And also,
what would your photos be? You would do something of high importance, maybe looking good on one. For
well, yeah,
sure.
You don't want one to
one
look
playing
good.
Golf or something. One.
No, see, that's what's weird. I don't post a lot of golf photos. That's like my little. That's like my little.
So
secret.
That's your thing that you want. You don't need to
it's for me.
Someone else in.
That's for me.
Yeah, you don't
the
need
the golf thing is for me.
Yeah, that's nice.
So people are like, "What do you?" That's literally what I do. If I'm not doing stand up or podcasting, I'm golfing. And it's like my favorite thing on
planet. That's so nice to have something you like.
Oh
much.
Yeah, no one can touch it. It's kind of this great little getaway outside, and people leave you alone.
You can afford it.
And I turn my fucking phone off. I don't.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's just
you don't play with anyone.
Huh?
You don't go and play.
No,
with
no,
someone?
No. I do,
oh,
but
do.
The best part is like, it. I don't care.
That's nice. See, you can have good discussions on a golf course because it's not.
Oh, it's the best.
You don't have to make eye contact, so it's not as like.
Well, you can also have a day where you're just kind of with people. You can choose to play with people that. You know the talk is going to be like light, and so it's kind of like we're all alone together.
Yeah,
it's very like there's guys I know that we're going to be having a drink or chatting and talking shit and goofing around the whole time. It's like a nice. That's my little.
That's so
my
fun.
Go have coffee. That's my your thing is what we were talking.
Well, it's usually the shittier the player, the more you're talking to them.
Well,
that
yeah,
I find
that I don't play with shitty. I don't play with anybody that's shitty. Yeah, I play with people that know what they're doing, and so it's just kind of like a. There's guys I know that I love that they don't say we don't say shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, you can play
great.
18 holes and say like four
words. It's pretty
fucking
awesome.
Yeah,
it's
awesome. To me that you guys don't like share your feelings. But it makes sense. Like, I understand men a lot more now, and you don't, just don't need that. You're not, it's not like you're depriving yourselves of something. You don't seriously need your feelings to be heard.
No, we don't. Well, we can do it with a therapist. So a lot of guys do therapy, but they don't tell anybody they do therapy. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do that, you can kind of just do it with like your one best friend.
Yeah.
You're like one guy that you're like, we say all sorts of fucked up shit to each other, or we just talk about shit that's pissing us off and da, da, da. And
it's
at the end of
that,
you don't really need the outside. Like, dude, this is very sexist to say, but also every time I hear two girls in a public space, whether it's at a restaurant, at the airport, whatever, they're always, without exception, talking about a guy or a past relationship or something that's going on with some other girlfriend's guy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
It may be a sexist statement, but it's
no,
all
it's like
I see in here.
The Bechdel test, you know, like those movies that can't pass the test of like very few movies pass the Bechdel test, which is that have one scene with two women where they're not talking about a man, and it literally no movies pass it.
But
all they need is one scene.
That's
with
all
two
I
women,
see,
and that's true. That's because that's all we do. And
but
I,
if it's more than two women, different conversations can be existing.
Oh.
But if it's just one-on-one women in public, whether I'm at an airport, as much as we travel, restaurants, we're alone all the time. I hear
we talk
people,
about other stuff like shoes and sales.
But
and,
that's so quick and then it's gone.
I'm
and then
kidding,
it's like, you know who
yes.
Marcus
and I feel like guys
is. No, you're not kidding. That also was a real thing.
No, I agree with you. I obsess over men and like when I do it, I go, by the way, I know this is someone who 3 months from now, I'm going to laugh that I was ever this obsessed because they are such a loser and will never love me. And I know you guys know that, but please let me just have this because it feels so good to be this into something and like to have this much hope that maybe I can find someone that I can have sex with all the time and like love me. It's like so exciting. I love talking about boys.
This is how you talk about a new driver. You're like, yeah, I got a tailor made.
Wait till you see it. Oh God, it's so hot, dude. I want to rub it when I get home. Yeah, but honestly, what if you find that tonight? But you're too cynical maybe to even think that this guy might be worth it. That's why you said you don't want
to. I'm actually like not
but
going in with
talk
nothing.
To this guy.
I'm going in with no, because I'm already, I wanted to look at his Instagram to remember like why I liked him. And then I go, I don't want to see that. I'm going to find something wrong. So I'm just going to go into it like, oh, it's just a person that made me laugh a couple times. I was definitely into him. And I hate first dates because it's like the expectation of like, are we going to sleep together? I like to,
so that's
every
why you
guy
have
I've ever been with.
House.
Yeah, have it at the house.
Yeah, that's
in
true.
The bed. Just put it in the bed.
No, because
just
it's more, I can keep it. Every
just put
guy
a condom
I've been
on.
With,
it'll just be
just tap the bed. Come on up,
come on up. No, hey. You can
most
leave when
of
you
the
want.
Guys I've been with have been guys that I, from afar, have spent time with either working or being just around them, and I go, and they don't think they have a chance with me because they probably don't because I don't even like. No, I'm just like, oh, this guy's kind of cute, and then on my own I go, I like this guy, and then I start thinking about like being with him, and if I'm able to masturbate to like thinking about him, and if he makes it into my like fantasy when I. I'm watching a gangbang on Black Draw, but then I close my eyes when I'm coming he's in it and I don't even make him. Then I'm like, now I'm ready to go. And then I go, I'm ready to go on a date with this person. But before then, till I'm ready for them to be inside me, I really don't want to be in a romantic setting ever because I don't know why. I just get scared.
He can enter your brain when you're thinking, when you're watching porn.
That's what happens to me. That's when I know I like someone is like, I will be watching porn that has nothing
naked?
To do with this guy.
Are they like,
no,
talking?
It's just
no,
like,
shopping.
I think of the idea of them.
They're just
that's
at
what
the
I'm
store.
Saying.
She's
it's
just like
just
their
there.
Face. Like, I don't fantasize about actual. I'm not good enough about fantasizing about
actual.
She
just puts his
things.
Face on the black guy's
but mind. I'll just like, I don't even mean to. I just I close my eyes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You close your eyes
and the girl's
and he disappears.
Gaping asshole is his face. Just like,
he's like, hey, Nikki, respond like, to my DM.
Oh my God, I have to tell Matthew.
And I'm like, oh my God, I love Rob. No, yeah, that's what happens is I go, oh my God. That just happened without me thinking that person. I'm like, I'm ready to have that person.
That's so, you
me.
Can't fantasize, can you? When you're watching porn, you're watching porn, you're
watching
porn.
Watching porn, I can't. If I jerk off to my brain, I'll jerk off and about 10 seconds before something like my stepmom will show up or like.
In your brain?
Or like, yeah, or I got to pay. Like something
I have that
like.
Too, and you bat
something
it away.
That shouldn't. I can't.
I can't
it
do
away.
It. I can't jerk off to my imagination. It's impossible.
Well, I'm saying I don't
this,
even
this,
choose
it
to.
It can get it started.
That's why I watch
yeah,
porn.
Yeah, it's get started, but it can't finish it
can't
because
finish it, yeah.
I can't last long enough.
I'll start
with,
thinking
I
about bullshit like
to.
Money or bills or a thing. I
fantasize
have to
do. If a guy's going down on me and I don't like, I'm in a part of a relationship where I'm like, or the person I'm not that into them, or I'm like, ugh. And sometimes just to like, I will imagine there's someone else if like there, or I'll close my eyes during sex and imagine another man like a lot. I do that a lot.
What?
Embarrassingly so.
But like not even like in an in-depth relationship. That's just like.
If I'm into the person I'm having sex with, that would never happen. But sometimes I close my eyes and I go, just imagine like, I think at one point I was really into Zac Efron. I was like, Zac Efron's going down on you. And it was like so much fun to just like, because it could have been because. You know, like, but if you're like, I remember one time I made out with a guy that had a smaller frame and I was not into it. And I was
smaller
like,
than you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aww.
And I was like, I'm not really into this. And I, for whatever reason, I had just seen Black Swan or something. I pretended he was Natalie Portman and I was kind of into it because he had the same like backbones that Ooh. She had in that movie. I'm not going to tell you, but I'll tell you off air. But yeah,
Black
I was like,
Swan,
oh, Natalie Portman.
Black draw.
I like this.
Yeah.
Wait, what that turned you on to think of Natalie Portman?
It was just to get me through it so that I didn't the whole time go like, Nikki, why are you doing this? Why are you intimate with someone that you don't even like? It just is like, okay, let's just, I don't want to make this awkward by stopping it. Let's just find a way to make this work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you do have to do what you do, but also then you're never going to sleep with that person ever again.
But that's why I don't have sex with someone or intimate with someone until I'm very positive I'm into them, because I don't want to be put in a position where during it I'm like,
so the
I
first
don't really
date,
want this.
The first date never happens for you. No one's getting to hook up with you on the first
never,
date.
Never, no.
Never, ever in your life.
You might get to hold my hand or maybe a kiss if I'm feeling like really horny and somehow I'm just like, but I know you previously from like a TV show, so I've gotten to know you watching a video or something. And not even because you're famous, but because I've been able to consume enough of you that I've built up a crush in my head along the way. But a first date, I'm never going to fall in love on
You've
a first date.
You've slept on the first date.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you actually only sleep on the first date? Otherwise, only. You won't see him again?
I've done that. In the past, I used to do that because I
meenie
just...
Meenie weenie.
No,
the
no,
girl
no,
you're with
no,
now,
no,
did you
no,
sleep
no,
with her right
no,
away?
No, it was not.
Did you sleep with her right away?
Which one?
The girl you're with right now.
Two
Second
dates.
Date.
Oh, she made you wait one date.
Here's
That's nice.
It's not the teeny weenie. That doesn't help.
I didn't say you have a teeny weenie.
I thought you said teeny weenie.
No, I didn't.
That's what he said.
He said teeny weenie.
I think that's what you hear.
You said something you that sounded like that.
You definitely said
but...
teeny
no,
weenie,
I didn't.
You fucking prick.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, genie? What did you say?
I said genie weenie.
Oh, genie weenie.
You got a magic penis.
No, I wouldn't have sex the second time because in my head, I don't know, I was really fucked up, but like I thought maybe they had...
I just pictured Robin Williams as the genie coming out of your penis after you rub it three times.
Oh, hey, I'm here. Oh, Andrew, do it. Don't do it. Yeah, the girl just wishes she fucked anyone else. But yeah, no, I don't know. Whatever. It's I was weird about like STDs and shit in my 20s where I thought.
Well, you were weird about it? Like you didn't want them?
Like he's hypochondriac. Like thought he had like them. If the girl had like
if I
a
fucked
cough
her again,
afterwards,
I don't
he would be like, I caught tuberculosis or whatever.
That's the Jewish thing. There it is.
Yeah, look, he's getting nervous just talking.
He's getting
nervous.
I know he's getting
no,
itchy.
I'm not.
Yeah,
getting itchy.
You're itchy.
No, see,
that's what he's
about
and
it.
He starts doing the you're the when
that.
You yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's definitely.
I feel like I'm gonna yell that by my fucking parents.
No.
No, we're not
at all.
We're
we
not
both
yelling.
Love you.
And I'm older than both of you. I'm the elder here.
That's a you problem.
I'm gonna start
ours.
Taking control.
Yeah, I take it back. What
yeah, take control. Actually, you take control of the podcast. Go ahead.
You ever think of another woman when you fuck your wife?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But it's always women I meet in public, like random, like a woman from like
like
Trader Joe's, like
yeah,
a girl
yeah,
I saw at Trader
yeah.
Joe's, just random, like a girl, like. But it's always flashes.
A
it's,
flash.
It's never
yes.
someone I know. Someone you know is a
that
lot
feel
harder because
like
you have to. Well, no, you have to invest in the people you know too much
That's
to kind of like put
yeah.
them in your world.
No, I agree.
In the
it
sex
has to be
world,
a famous person or someone
yeah,
that,
no,
the
but
grocery
yeah,
store.
But not even famous people really turn.
What about
me
a
off,
woman you
honestly.
Fucked in the past?
No, that's kind of
or a character in a show that you're watching. Though, like that character's hot. Like
no,
you know.
For me, it's like weird strangers.
Mm.
Like a girl I just saw at the post office when I before. She was so like weird and sexy and like quirky, and it was just like a flash of a seeing her in my head, and then she'll probably stay in my head and come back
yeah,
into it for
yeah.
some weird reason.
And you're not gonna conjure her, but she'll just show up.
Yeah, no, it'll just be out of nowhere. And yeah. then sometimes it's when they're like really unattractive. Then I'm kind of into it.
Interesting.
Portly and kind of like it's like it's almost like because it's shameful.
Oh, that yeah, that's
yeah.
a whole thing.
Yeah. It's well, like, look at this fucking bag of trash.
Yeah, there's some women who, like, want to hook up with a guy that's like, you don't deserve me. And really, the guy's like, I'm just grateful to be with you. Like, there's porn where it's like old
Super
guys and
hot chicks
girls.
Will go with really
I've
ugly
never been
guys
into that.
Just to give them a little nugget of, like, that's why, like, that's why I think, like, there was a Brazilian girl who was, like, I mean, absolutely stunning this morning at breakfast. And the guy she was with was mediocre at best.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's because of where we were, and he had a lot of money. And you know, I know the circumstances. Brazilian, I get it all. But also I'm like, she seemed so happy. But I'm like, is she happy because she's here and just she's doing this thing in the States now and this guy's brought her over and paying for all this stuff? Or is it like, this guy's really nice to me. He treats me great because I'm way out his fucking league. Like, that's a kind of, I kind of think a piece of that is like, she gets off on giving him the nugget of like, you're lucky you can have
girls
this.
Love that. Some
but
girls
also,
love it.
It's probably fun because he's probably sweet.
Yeah.
But he was real media, like, at best. And she turned and she said,
how much
bye
older?
To us.
How much older?
She looked 27, but I don't know
how much older
did
he look. How old did he look?
You know, you already know.
Like 55. 50.
Yeah,
yeah,
50. Yeah, he was probably 50 something, whatever.
I know now that you can be attracted to someone who you on a app would be like, what the fuck? Like, I've been able to fall in love and be so sexually attracted to a person that I would never think I would be attracted to. And it wasn't because I got to know them real well. It was just like this energy. So like, I now am open to like anything. And I used to think like I could never be with a guy that was like didn't take care of himself or and that's true still
yeah,
to this
that
day.
Seems
but like
a little true.
I could be with a guy that if someone showed me on an app, I'd be like, ugh. Like, so when Andrew shows me guys like, what about my friend? I go, I'm not attracted to him, but literally I can't tell until I meet him. I have to like smell him
that's
and be
maturity
around him.
Right there.
That's a lot of growth.
No,
just for
I'm
guys,
kidding,
guys
yeah.
aren't like that.
Oh, I've been the horniest of my life for the most the guy that I would be like never in a million years did I think I would be into that. And it's not because he bought me things. Or
do I know
was
who
he
this?
Wasn't disgusting.
Do I know
he was
who
not
this
disgusting
is? Or is it
all.
A random guy?
Yeah.
Random.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Do I know?
You don't
he's
know.
Not
you're
disgusting. He's
looks.
Just, I was like, oh
know.
My God, you just think you have a you type. And then you go, what? Like, I could love a woman now. Like, I honestly think, like, the way I
really?
Felt. Honestly, yes.
This
I think
is such
I could
a
be
weird rhetoric. Or do you really think so, or do you think that's just it's a nice thing to say to be open?
No, I'm not. Oh, I'm a little bit weird about admitting it, but I do think I could be with a woman. Like I do feel like I was thinking about my
relationship
feelings about
or
Taylor
sexual,
Swift. Sexual and relationship. Because oh. the best sex I've had, and I know this sounds weird, I love a male penis in my body. It feels amazing.
Same.
I would prefer it. Right?
Same.
You get it.
Same.
But the best sex I've had was with a guy whose penis I fucking love, and he used toys on me, and only toys. And it was the best orgasms, the best entire sex experience, did not require a human penis. And that's not to say that I didn't love it inside me. It felt great. But I know that I could be very fulfilled if a guy didn't have a penis, and it was a woman. I'm not really attracted to women because
what kind
I
of
like
woman would you be with?
Taylor Swift.
Very femme.
I don't think
she's that femme.
She's girly girl. What do you mean, right?
I, in a relationship with her, would want to be the more masculine one and have her. But she's so badass that I think she would require that off stage. Like, she's such a, like, badass bitch when she's on stage that in a relationship I'd be like, I just want to make her feel good because she's so tired after. I just want what I want, really.
Do you
like,
think it's,
I feel like I am like that. Like,
what,
I,
but
on
you
stage,
also think,
I'm badass, and afterwards I just want to be, like, cuddled.
Cuddled. But do you also think it's because you kind of look like her?
No, thank you so much.
Shut the fuck
up.
Yeah,
I do like...
You've seen deep fakes. You know, you have these weird similar things that she has.
I really have never been told I look like her. I've been dying to
no, you
hear
have
that.
These things. Am I wrong? You know what I mean?
I mean, they have blonde hair, blue eyes. Yes, I mean,
yes,
they
you
did
have
the
similar
deep fake
structure. And... You're probably the same body size. She's maybe the same height as you. Probably the same body as you. Yeah, don't be shy.
I'm trying to be her face.
No, but you know it's true.
Yeah,
I think we do have similar features.
She's just doing her thing. I'm probably so obsessed with her that I'm morphing in. Like, I make outfit choices like her. I hold myself on stage like her. I watch so much of her that I can't help but, like,
you
want to
be Taylor Swift?
Yes, of course.
That's would your dream to be a musician over a comedian if you could have had
course.
Your way?
I would. I'm trying now. It's crazy. I'm like,
so you just
want to
fuck
more
a more successful
I'm into
version
playing
of yourself.
Guitar
yeah.
and
yeah.
songwriting the way I was when
can
I first
you
started
sing?
Comedy. I can, but it's a thing. It's a musical instrument that if I get training, I'll be fucking great. But I have to actually work at it, like the way we worked at stand up.
Because I think I saw you sing on a video with your dad.
Yeah, I was. I'm not that great.
You said that.
I can sing a
what?
Lot
interesting
better.
How you?
No,
tone.
It wasn't great.
I wouldn't assign you.
No, you shouldn't.
I wouldn't
I'm not
have given
good,
you an
but
album
I
deal.
Have the capability. It's like an open micer. You know, you go, oh, she has potential. That's what my voice is.
You're an open micer with singing.
Yeah, but like the same way I was with comedy, I think of like, oh, she's got some jokes, but her delivery sucks. Like, there's tricks. Your voice is a musical instrument. People just think it's a fluke. Some people are just born with it. I get that. Like, Chappelle was just born funny, walked on stage, killed right away, right? There's anomalies. But most of the time, everyone sucks in the beginning. And you can learn how to sing well.
Yeah,
I'll never be Adele,
but
I could, you know, we like Bob Dylan. Who sings like this? Like,
I hate Bob Dylan.
Well, people do like Bob Dylan and Lou Reed and like Leonard Cohen, sound like shit, honestly.
They don't sound like shit. It was just, well, you also named guys that are like phenomenal poets. So,
I get
like,
that, but like,
they were better
I'm also
poets
a really good writer
singers.
Too and could be right? a very good poet. And I think I could be an amazing songwriter.
Well,
I really do. And
let's go up to your single. Go ahead and belt out some fucking
I would
shit.
Never do it. It's too vulnerable.
Right now.
That's my struggle now.
Right now.
I'm literally going
to. Well, we're crashing these walls of vulnerability and lies. You said if we're breaking down
no,
all these barriers.
I'm not ready. I think I'm what I'm going to do because I hate this is.
Do we have a title?
I want to, first of all.
Like, you couldn't even say the title, could you? It'd be too vulnerable.
No, it was called.
Oh,
come
God,
on.
She can't say the title. I knew it.
What's it called?
Check out.
Check out.
Yeah.
Because there was a guy at a checkout.
No. But it's.
What does checkout mean?
It was this theme I found with a relationship that I wanted to process that was like. Checking out of a hotel, checking out of a relationship, checking out emotionally. I was like, oh, there's a lot of checking out going on. And I was like, oh, that would be a cool metaphor to weave through of like you checked out of the hotel. I was still left behind and like how I processed that. And then ultimately you ended up checking out of the relationship. When I asked for a late check, I never checked out. I'm still there. I'm still, you know, it's like there was something like poetry yeah. around that I kind of liked.
I
will
Bob
say
Dylan
that I'm too, even this is making me feel so vulnerable. I really want to write songs and release them, and I think I could, if I did training, like be a sufficient guitar player, or a pretty good singer, sufficient guitar player, and I would like to release an album, but I'm not
going
to do it
you
under
kind
my
of
name.
A Sheryl
I'm
going
to do
Crow
it
thing going. I just realized
Thank
that.
You. I'm
going
to do it under a
right?
fake name if I do it.
A pseudonym.
Yeah, because I don't want people to be like, Nikki Glaser singing. Like, I want to prove to people I could probably have a, I
what
could probably
make
music.
What would your name be? Like Anal
Nikki
Pussy?
Country.
Oh, Nikki Country.
No. I don't know.
Nikki Country.
That was
I
did want
that.
To do a country album that was just like
really
like and call it Nikki Country and just do like a Taylor Swift
pop country
album.
Would probably be the best way to go.
Yeah, because there's like comedy.
No, pop
in it,
music
really
is the best way to go for you because
pop straight
is,
up.
Well,
but
because
but
you
no
can,
one would take it seriously. Like, eh.
But I'd be all.
What
I,
do you mean? They would, and then with because she could be a pop. First of all, she's obsessed with pop culture. She is a pop thing. That is what she is anyway. And so it's like. Someone can really help you sing well in a pop culture space because the songs are.
I mean, you could auto tune for
yeah,
sure.
But they
even live, you
right.
can
yeah.
have your vocals be backed up.
You'd be
now.
The next JoJo Siwa.
Right. Well, I think she's actually very talented. I would just have to work really,
I know nothing
really
about
fucking
her. I just know she's like a pop,
to
a little pop
be
star.
Good. But I'm actually that passionate about it. I've never been passionate about anything like this.
More than comedy?
So
when
wait,
I
is
first
this song
started comedy. No, but I'm
oh.
writing it now.
Okay.
With Anya.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll be great.
Thank you.
With Anya?
Yeah, with yeah. Anya. Who can say where the road goes when the day flows? Only time. I don't know.
See, that's good. And I'm in Interscope Records and I'd say, look, there's nothing there, but
there's
we're going to find
nothing
it.
Nothing there. But you know what is there is I can bring to songs. I realize that it's not about just having a great voice. It's about like the emotion behind them. And the, like Bob Dylan really, I've never been into him and I got into a couple songs recently and I'm like, this guy can't sing for shit. I know that's widely known, but to be one of the most revered recording artists ever
yeah.
and to sound like this and make choices like and to everyone go yeah we all agree he's the best what that's amazing
it was a sign of the times though
no it's not there are still people out there that sound like shit
who's famous that sounds like shit
Drake singing or Kanye singing
yeah,
Kanye
guys,
is a
but
bad
but these guys are
singer.
Rappers that did something else
okay
Dylan was a singer that was his thing and he was bad so who's that's their thing
you know
and
the
bad.
Guy that I don't like and people are gonna disagree the guy that sings the national
The band The National?
It's great, but his voice is not good. It's not like he's like, you couldn't compare him to Ariana Grande.
Well, he sing talks. You don't like singing talks.
Tonight.
No,
oh,
I
yeah.
do like
yeah.
it now, and
run
I realize there's
away.
Value in
apples,
that.
Making pies. Yeah, he's actually good.
I could
good.
Just sing like this, and everyone would be okay with it. And if it was like a little auto-tuned, it would be good. And if I like try to sound like I could sound like Lady Gaga if I do an impression of her. But if I sound like
she's
myself,
a good singer,
of course she is. But I can actually sound like her if I'm doing a mimicry of her. But myself, I don't know how to sing like myself yet. You have to find your
voice.
Well,
we need
like
to
comedy.
Find a producer. I'm willing to invest in this. I'm willing to put up my money and get you set up. I have contacts in the music industry. Let's do it. Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Let's get you in a studio and do this.
I'm not
but
ready.
But I'm also taking a cut.
Yeah, you can take a cut. Okay. I just need your full support, and yeah. I need you to be honest with me if it sucks.
Yeah.
Can I be a feature?
And lie to me if it's...
Do we need an opening act?
I am my own opening act.
Sorry,
bud.
I have a song.
We do need
he
a roadie.
He does have a song.
Oh, what is it?
I have to go.
What's your what's your song?
Yeah, what is your song?
Which one do you want to know?
Alligator. Alligator Boy. That one sucks. I mean, all these all suck. They are not worth singing on this podcast.
No, why?
But he does write songs.
I'm an alligator boy. I'm an alligator boy. I'm an alligator boy. I'm an alligator boy. I ain't no crocodile kid. I ain't no crocodile kid. I ain't no crocodile kid.
I ain't no crocodile kid. I'm an alligator boy. I'm an alligator boy. I'm an alligator boy. I'm an alligator boy.
That's going to do it for this episode. I really do hope that both of you have a great journey into life through your second career as singers and not comics.
Thank you.
Text me where you go to dinner, please.
Well, I'm going to Beauty and X6 with Spade right now. And he said that me coming on this podcast was...
You don't want to hang out with me?
You want to go?
No, I don't want to go. He said coming to the podcast was what?
He said that me doing the podcast was him doing the podcast. And I go, I don't know what that is.
He's saying because he doesn't want to... He doesn't want to come on.
Yeah.
He keeps ducking to come on the show.
I have a special chair that he can sit in comfortably and stand up every
with books
two
on
seconds.
It?
Yeah.
I love Spade.
I love him so
he's
much.
Phenomenal. He's phenomenal. He does love you.
He does?
No, I have no idea. I've never talked to him about you. But I imagine he does. If you're going to Beauty and Essex with him, I mean, good God.
No, he does love me. He's like a really good friend. Aren't you like so happy you're friends with David Spade? Like that's literally the best thing that's ever happened in my career.
Who's my favorite friend that's famous?
Yeah, like who are you like, oh my God.
The soup Nazi from Seinfeld.
No way, you are?
No, I'm not friends with that guy. No, I just know when I say Nazi, it gets him nervous. That's all.
No, it's soup.
Soup sets you off?
Soup, really.
Don't say
no,
that.
No, I don't have, there is no famous friend that I go, I can't believe I'm, oh, that's not true.
Come on, that's really jaded. You can't go, wow, the young me would be like, wow, I know this person and they're like someone on my phone. I mean, Spade for sure.
But it's a pro athlete.
Tell me.
There's a
Travis
few.
Kelce.
Kelce for sure.
I mean, he's the fucking stud.
Yeah, he's the best. He's probably one of that. I'm like, wow, man. If I was young, I'd be like, oh, you're friends with the guy who won the Super Bowl? That's kind of
who played for Cincinnati, who was drafted like in third round.
That's right.
Like,
that's right. We'll go down as one of the best tight ends of all time. This is Spanish to Nikki. Nikki, I do want to know where the date is. We're gonna send it off the way we always send it off.
Okay.
Actually, it's because we're two guests here, which by the way, we almost never do on this show.
I know. Thank you for having.
Well,
us
no, because
both.
I love Andrew very much.
I know you
much.
Do, and we need to get us all together.
All right. So look,
time.
You look in your camera. Yours is that one to the right there,
mm-hmm.
And you say one word or one phrase to end the episode, and then Nikki's gonna look in hers and do hers. So you go first, the one to the right. Go ahead. All right, Nikki, go ahead. Look right in this single right here, and you say one word or one phrase to take out the episode. Go ahead.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Check out.
Check out the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Good.
And
we'll
my new single,
it.
Check Out.
Huh? Check out Nikki.
Yeah, check out our podcast. Did we talk about that?
Your comedic timing is so bad.
Check them out, Nikki.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You're that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.